Welcome to It's Your Business on Kelo News Talk 1320 107.9 FM. The show that shines a bright spotlight on local businesses and business owners. You'll gain insight and tips as well as important information you can apply to your business as well. And now, here's your conductor, the maestro of It's Your Business, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, still on the road this week, having spent a good part of it with my friends from South Dakota Manufacturing and Technology in a really exciting, lean, mean trip across Kentucky. They arrived home late last night, a trip that started early Monday in Louisville, took us to UPS. In fact, we're even going to revisit that very special interview that's the first of its kind, maybe in the nation, as to what we put together. They were to finish up last night where they make name brand whiskey for the Churchill Downs, that's Kentucky Derby home, as well as locations here in South Dakota. We'll visit with three members of the group that arrived back late last night by phone, and we'll also bring in Mr. Randy Dierheim, Mr. Hospitality, who has so graciously, before he heads to Brainerd to play some golf, kind of share the microphone with me this morning. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, Bill, and it's great to be in the mothership here with Norm, and we're looking forward to the next couple of hours. We've got a great great lineup that you always seem to put together, so I'm happy to help.
Well, and you helped too, and as it turned out, the story of the week with Jody Schwann, Business Journal, fits your hospitality ring. Do you want to introduce Jody?
Jody, welcome to the program. How are you doing today?
Hi, good morning, guys. I was so confused. For some reason, Bill, I thought you were going to make Randy fly solo, but you're co-piloting today. So,
I always got to be in place, someplace.
I was kind of looking, you know, not looking forward. You're just curious about, you know, what the Randy show was going to look and feel like. But, hey, this is good. And you have a great experience always on that manufacturing tour. So exciting to see the takeaways from that. But I got to tour some really unique venues here over the last couple of weeks, these event barn venues, which are a trend across the country, to the point where last year I was talking to an event planner, there was a bride in the Sioux Falls area who wanted to get married in a barn so badly that they almost moved the whole wedding out to Wisconsin just so she could be in that setting. They don't have to do that anymore because we now have several options in the Sioux Falls area. And they're all kind of right outside of town, really not too far at all, and in different directions. So there's one out by Wildwater West. There's another one just south of town out by the Country Apple Orchard. And then another just north of Canton. And all very unique. So one of them, for instance, will turn 100 next year. It's a historic venue that's really been renovated and rehabilitated beautifully. And it now offers seating on two levels. Another has a more modern approach. It's a newly built barn, sits on a really big property of about 20 acres with a pond. They're building an island next year. And the third kind of fits right in between. It's got a rustic look, but it is also newly built, has some gorgeous chandeliers in it. And again, they all really are on these picturesque, really nice outdoor settings. So weddings, as you might guess, the key driver of business here. They are all booked. They might be a bit different, but they're similar in that they're all busy, including through peak season next year. Every weekend at every barn seemingly is booked. But they're trying to broaden the base of business. They're looking at corporate events and fundraisers and family reunions and all kinds of things. So if you haven't been invited to an event at one of these venues yet, I suspect it's only a matter of time. And if you'd like to get a virtual tour, we've got a fun video. We've got photo galleries online. As always, you can find that at our website, SiouxFallsBusinessJournal.com.
Jody, I read your article with interest, having been in the industry primarily at Callaway's, which is a exceptional facility. I was particularly struck by the fact, and you can expound on this if you wouldn't mind, but these facilities tend to have catering kitchens, which means outside caterers are going to be bringing food into these facilities. Why don't you touch a little bit on the ripple effect of these new facilities and how that may also impact the growth of other businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. Why did I know you were going to go the catering direction, Randy? I just had a sense of this, and you're right. Each of these has catering kitchens, and they all seem to be pretty open as far as, you know, the accommodations and who can come in and use them. Occasionally we'll see venues in town that might have some more exclusive relationships with different types of caterers or food providers. So in this case, it really does seem to open up the market, to your point, I think, to some of those outside catering businesses, you know, that also might even get a little bit creative, I don't know, as far as offering a little more customized menus that might fit these unique venues. It would be fun to see some of that. Farm to table comes to mind, right, as an obvious niche that a caterer might try to corner as far as trying to serve in these new venues. But I'm not a kitchen expert by any means, commercial or otherwise, but they looked pretty nice to me. A lot of space. Most of these venues, incidentally, seat right around 300, 350 people. That seems to be about the sweet spot. So, you know, figure how much prep space you're going to need to accommodate a crowd of that size, and that's what they've provided. They all have bars. Some of them take a little bit of a different approach on the beverages, going with maybe beer and wine versus a full liquor license. But all options are available when you look at the totality of the bars that have opened in the market.
Great exposure. What other breaking news might you have today, Jody?
Well, I've got a good one on the biotech front. I know it's your business always likes updates in that space, and this is really a groundbreaking one. I honestly cannot remember recognition at this level for a Sioux Falls-based biotech company, but that's what has happened for SAB Biotherapeutics. Their CEO, Eddie Sullivan, I know has been on the show before, and he has been really busy, as of the rest of them, because they have been recognized by the World Health Organization, the global organization, World Health Organization, as one of the six best approaches out there to addressing what they call priority infectious diseases that can cause an epidemic. So this all came out of Ebola and some of the other emerging diseases, Zika, you know, that we hear about, starting internationally and then spreading across the globe. So the World Health Organization is trying to identify an approach to handle these kind of large-scale epidemics. They have chosen six finalists, and one of them is SAB out of Sioux Falls, which incidentally is the only therapeutic to be chosen throughout this whole process. The others include some vaccine platforms and a diagnostic technology. So what does that mean? The ability for SAB potentially to scale its technology, which of course relies on genetically engineered cattle, to potentially fund that and grow it even quicker and make that technology available as some of these diseases begin to erupt around the world. They already have shown some terrific promise with a couple of clinical trials yet this year. So after more than a decade of trying to pull all of this together, things are beginning to move really quickly for SAB Biotherapeutics. It's not the last that you have heard of them by any means, but wanted to congratulate them for that recognition by the World Health Organization.
Well, thank you, Jody. You're so good at what you do. We appreciate you being on the program. I look forward to seeing you in person again sometime soon.
Thanks,
have a great
Randy.
Weekend.
You do as well. Thanks, Bill.
Jesse Schmidt from the Better Business Bureau is on the line with us today. And, Jesse, you know, every time that you appear on the program and I sit beside you, there's always some little tidbit that you bring forward that's really important to the community. And I understand now there's some iTunes things going on with some older folks.
It is. And, you know, Randy, it's so becoming such a widespread trend that just recently the Federal Trade Commission has issued an alert and said, you know, really be cautious. If you get a phone call, and we heard that this happened locally this week, that a woman was a victim of the grandparent scam and they told her to buy iTunes cards. I think people are getting suspicious when they're told to get a prepaid Visa or a MoneyPack card. And so some people say, I mean, really, why iTunes? I mean, how many millions of dollars worth of movies can you watch? But what they do is there's websites out there that resell iTunes cards. So if you send them $400 in iTunes cards, and they even turn around and sell them for $300. So that's what they're using. It's a type of cash. It's not a Bitcoin thing, but it's another way to work the system, to scam people out of money, to line the pockets of thieves. And so, like, we just want people to know that, you know, anytime anybody calls you looking for a payment in a really odd manner, that should really raise the hair on the back of your neck, and you need to stop and take a step back and call somebody you trust and ask them if it sounds legitimate to them.
Jesse, you know, all of us are vulnerable, regardless of our age, to a lot of things, especially with the internet. What's the one piece of advice you'd give in the last minute here of when people are approached, get an email, get a phone call? What's the best advice that you can give them?
So my first piece of advice is going to be, if you, in this day and age, if you don't know who's calling you, don't answer the phone. If it's important, they will leave a message. Anything you can do to put just some time between you and a scammer is a good thing. And if somebody is trying to get you off your game and telling you that you have minutes to react to something, again, that's a really bad sign. So take some time. Only talk to people that you know who they are. And just be really thoughtful when you're going to send money to somebody, even if you do think it's somebody you know.
Jesse, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and we'll be right back with It's Your Business on KELO.
You know what's super great about getting a Farm Bureau Super Check on your insurance coverage? Finding out the money you could be super saving. Because when you get a Super Check, a Farm Bureau agent will review your existing coverage to find any gaps and additional discounts to save you money, so you can be super sure you have the right coverage in the right places. Super great, huh? So don't woulda, coulda, shoulda tomorrow when you can Super Check today. Visit FarmBureauSuperCheck.com. You'll super thank us later.
Agriculture touches more people, more families, and more businesses than nearly any other industry in our region. I'm Roger Starks, agriculture insurance expert with Howalt McDowell Insurance, a Marsh McLennan agency. Along with my son Travis, we work hard to understand both the risks that come with life in agribusiness and the people who make their living in agribusiness. With over 43 years of combined experience, we know agriculture is a broad and complex business, so we deliver broad and complex thinking to meet your needs. You can count on personal relationships and a hands-on approach from Travis and myself. Call us. We know agriculture.
For all your agriculture needs, call Howalt McDowell Insurance in Sioux Falls, 800-584-7054. That's 800-584-7054. Or go to HowaltMcDowell.com. That's HowaltMcDowell.com. Call today. Howalt McDowell knows agriculture.
How's this for a foursome? Limbaugh, Hannity, Levin, and Savage. For colorful reasons, Kello is getting the Sioux Empire talking. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Welcome back to KELO. I'm Randy Durheim, sitting in the big chair for Bill Zortman. I actually feel, Norm, I feel like the lion in The Wizard of Oz, and he's standing in front of the curtain, and then they pull back, and there's Bill Zortman behind. Mr. Zortman's on the road. Bill, what's the weather like where you're at today?
Well, I am in Branson today, so it's far different than it was in Lexington, Louisville, and Charlotte, North Carolina. Of course, Charlotte's had their own way in the news this week, but they haven't had 7/10 of an inch of rain like I heard we had in Sioux Falls last night. It was not much humidity. Temperature was 88, and it felt like 88. We don't see much of that.
It'll be interesting to see now. I've understood that the Minneapolis area got a big dose of rain. I know TPC Blaine got 6 inches, and I think that might be fairly close to Hazeltine. So it'll be interesting to see how that affects course conditions. And, Bill, we're joined today by Ryan Austed. Dave Austed decided to pass the baton to his son. And Ryan and I, of course, had a great time out at the Symetra Tour doing some on-course reporting. Ryan, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing good. I think, Bill, did you bring your clubs to Arkansas or not?
You better.
Here's what happened. My wife actually drove from Sioux Falls to Branson and brought my clubs.
Awesome.
And I am supposed to play this afternoon. Could not get on Top of the Rock, which, as you guys know, is the top around Branson. But we're going to play, and they had 190 players expected on the course that we're at today. And they said, you can only get on at this time, or you have to wait till 6 o'clock tonight.
That's great.
Wow. Well, enjoy it while you can. You guys were talking a little bit about the weather. I just got a call from our manager out in Cedar Rapids, and they have a lot of rain that happened out in southeastern Minnesota and eastern Iowa. And they're expecting another huge flood in Cedar Rapids. So I'm kind of the feeling, hey, we've got like, you know, 45 to 60 days left of the season. Rain is coming. When you can get out there, just get out there and play, Bill.
You know, today we're talking about the PGA Championship. Your dad is headed to the Ryder Cup next week. Golf isn't over yet, guys.
It's not. Well, we've got two big weeks here. So we've got the end of the FedEx Cup here this week. And if you've seen the leaderboard, it's strong. You've got Spieth and McIlroy right there. Dustin Johnson's playing great. A lot of intrigue. And that's for that small purse of, you know, $10 million. So something we can all relate to, right? And then next week we go right into Hazeltine in our backyard. So we'll be up cheering on the boys from the U.S. of A. just 3.5 hours up the road.
Ryan, there's a lot of parallels to business and life and all the things that go together, and we've talked about that on this program a lot. But with the visibility now that golf's getting with the upcoming Ryder Cup, we've got the end of the FedEx Cup, et cetera, how does that dovetail into retail, and how does Austin's take advantage of the exposure golf gets at this time of year?
You know, I think there's just a lot of excitement. You know, we've got all the Ryder Cup gear. We're one of only several retailers around the country that were able to get it. I think there's a lot of not only intrigue in the sport right now, but I think there's a lot of patriotism coming off of this summer. You've got the Olympics. Now you've got the Ryder Cup. And you add to the fact that it's right here in the Midwest, just up the road. And I think we've been able to, you know, get those products in our customers' hands and make some cool displays that allow folks to come in and really take advantage and feel that sense of pride in our country. And it's been exciting. It's been exciting for us. It's been exciting for, I know the players are pumped, and we're excited for it to finally take place. It feels like we've been looking forward to this Ryder Cup now for years, and here we are. We're a week away.
Talk a little bit about fall golf. I'm actually on the way to Brainerd after the show today. I'm going to go up and see the Gophers play football, then go to Brainerd, where the forecasted highs, I think, on Sunday and Monday are 62. So I'll be wearing some outerwear that's been engineered for cool weather. But talk a little bit about the progress that's been made in the industry in terms of late-season golf.
Well, I've always said this is actually the perfect time of year if you're a golfer for several reasons. The weather is generally perfect. You know, I know we've gotten some rain, but you're talking highs in the 60s, the low 70s. It's going to be just great out there, I think, hopefully for the next 45 to 60 days. Tee times generally are readily available. It's funny, when kickoff or football season happens, a lot of people stay home, and it's, you know, you could DVR the Husker or the Iowa or the Viking game. You can DVR it. Go play some golf and come back, and you know, you don't miss a beat. The other cool thing, and Randy, I know you're in the store all the time, so you know this, virtually everything that we have from 2016 is on sale, so you get the great deals, and every day we're getting in new stuff, like the Callaway steelhead irons, like the new Ping Eye blades. It's kind of the perfect time to be a golfer. You've got perfect weather, you've got tee times available, and you got great deals going on throughout the store.
Ryan, with the number of stores that Austin's has around the region, and you mentioned your store in Iowa and some of the problems they may have in that community with flooding, but do you see regional differences in golf? And if so, what would they be?
In terms of, like, what people are interested in?
What they're interested in, the amount of play, how stores react to the consumers in those regions, and some things like that.
There is. I mean, you know, we see it certainly in our e-commerce business because we're selling all over the globe there. So you certainly see some differences there. You know, for us, we have certain brands that are huge up in Fargo that it might kind of flip-flop, that aren't quite as big down in Lincoln, Nebraska, for example. So up north, we have a really, really strong Ping following. And don't get me wrong, Ping is strong down in Nebraska as well, but you tend to see a little more Callaway happening down in Nebraska. So Fargo is Ping country, Lincoln is Callaway country for whatever reason. So you do see a little bit of those differences, but obviously the big thing is the weather. It doesn't seem like Lincoln is too far away from Fargo, but it's really about a month's swing in terms of weather. So we are full into outerwear and kind of fall and winter gear up north. And in Lincoln and Omaha and Cedar Rapids and Sioux City even, that's just starting to kick in now.
Last couple of minutes of the segment, Bill, I'm going to actually get to ask you a question, which is awesome that I get to do that since I'm sitting in your chair.
I'm scared.
Ryder Cup prediction, who you like and why?
Here's the mystery to me right now is that we still have one Davis Love captain's pick that will not come out until after the PGA Championship. They're talking Justin Thomas might get one of them, one of the young guys. I think that the Americans ought to do well this year. You know, everybody says Jason Day is playing, but Jason Day doesn't qualify. A lot of the golfers may play in the Olympics, but they can't play in the Ryder Cup because they're from the wrong part of the world.
Ryan?
I don't know who he's going to pick. It will be interesting. I would imagine Bubba is probably going to be his pick. In fact, you've got a few players that have verbally sort of advocated for Bubba here recently. I don't know if you saw the other news this morning, fellas, but you've got Lee Westwood, who's sort of poking at Tiger Woods a little bit. He made some comments about how he's not sure it's a good thing that Tiger Woods is going to be a vice captain to Davis Love, saying, you know, some of these younger guys might be a little intimidated by Tiger, and that could hurt the Americans. And that ticked a lot of Americans off. And we'll see how the Americans go out and play. But I have a feeling, fellas, that the Americans are going to come out kind of inspired. Westwood's been a bit of a bully in Ryder Cup's past with some stare downs of some folks. I think this is going to light a fire. I'm pretty excited. It's going to be a raucous and rowdy atmosphere at Hazeltine. I'm picking the Americans to take this thing in an underdog fight.
I'm going Americans, and I think it's going to be a great match. And we're going to be right back on KELO. It's Your Business after these messages. Welcome back to It's Your Business. I'm Randy Durheim in the guest seat today. I'm actually sitting in Mr. Zortman's seat, and I'm excited to be here and helping Bill, who's traveling this week. And Bill, we're searching our UPS friends down right now, but let's talk a little bit about your trip.
Trip has been fabulous. South Dakota Manufacturing and Technology, for the first time in 6 years, was able to go to the UPS Worldwide Port, which I'm told with the other ports they have around the world handles 18 million pieces of mail each day. And to see that, and of course you have to go after midnight, because that's when all of the planes arrive. We were there when the Sioux Falls plane arrived, and the next morning we actually convinced UPS Worldwide to talk to us with Rebecca from the UPS store, and that interview is going to run in our next hour. But that was big. The visit to Toyota was big. Woodford Reserve, which makes the bourbon from Kentucky and the whiskey for the Kentucky Derby, and good restaurants across the nation. But it was a great trip. Again, 16, 17 of us were in Louisville, took a bus to Lexington, and it makes a big difference. I'll never look at UPS the same after the visit to the Worldport, Randy.
You know, one of the things, and I'll go back to my Citibank career when we introduced same-day card replacement, which was, well, it goes back about 15 years ago now, and we really relied on UPS to deliver those cards. And customers were just amazed that they could lose a credit card on a Monday and get a new card on a Tuesday. And then if you think about the advent of Amazon and all the other e-commerce sites that rely on UPS, and how those packages, you order something and then again, mysteriously and magically, the package comes the next day. Remarkable. Now I see a scroll while I'm waiting to talk to you on Fox News is reporting that UPS has partnered with a robotic manufacturer to start testing drones for package deliveries. So we can only imagine what the next decade is going to bring for companies like UPS and the magic that they do in delivering products to us.
We do not have UPS. Is that what I'm hearing?
We do not have UPS. So you and I are going to talk about UPS before we talk to Ron a little bit.
Well, 10:40 next hour, we will run the segment that includes James Mayer, who is one of the executives with marketing for UPS Worldwide, and Rebecca from Sioux Falls. And the exchange back and forth, what Rebecca didn't know, what James didn't know about Sioux Falls, I got to be the guy that put them together. It's kind of like when you have Ron Nelson in the studio, and he lets us know all the important things that are going on as far as commercial real estate.
Ron, welcome to the show. It's great being here in person with you. And Bill's in Branson, Missouri, so we're going to have a great three-way chat. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Randy. It's good to be here. So you've, what, done Citibank, restaurants, and you've been a radio star how long?
I was a radio star back before I was in Citibank, but I wasn't much of a star. I was like a little dim star. Now I've reached Nova status, I guess, now that I'm in the chair here for Mr. Z.
I just would say Mr. Z better, you know, watch his back.
I don't think so. But anyway, it's great having you here. What's going on in the community? I really enjoyed your segment last week when I left the program. Naturally, I turned on the radio and really liked to have listened to what you had said. But what's going on this week? What do you think is important to talk about?
Well, I mean, you know, this is kind of a commercial real estate forum, and I do a lot of retail work and have for, you know, a number of years. And a lot of that is restaurants. And so, you know, for me now, to be in the presence of a restaurant or maybe former restaurant guru, you know, whatever. I think it'd be kind of fun to tap your brain a little bit and chat a little bit about, you know, just some of the trends and so forth. And, you know, certainly it affects our business in you know, searching for sites for folks. But one of the interesting trends that I've seen, and again, this is, I work the real estate side, so operations, I have a peripheral understanding, but it just seems like things have gone a lot more casual over the years. I mean, 10, 15 years ago, if you show up at Minerva's with a pair of jeans on, you know, they might not escort you out, but, you know, they just kind of, you get this air that, I don't know that I, you know, dressed appropriately today. Jeans and a golf shirt's fine. You know, what, and you know, this is, you know, one of the nicer sit-down restaurants like yours that you had, and, you know, owning, you know, Callaway's, Foley's, and so forth. What was your attitude, you know, when you see casual people like that walk in? Is that just fine, or is it a little awkward for you? Or?
Well, I appreciate the dialogue on it. First of all, I think that restaurants in general are a reflection of society. So as we see corporate America become dress casual, which I was in Chicago recently with my wife, and it's interesting when you sit on a street in a major city and you see what people are wearing, you still see some suits. But suits are tending to be more in the minority maybe than they were a decade ago. So to your point, I remember distinctly when I dated my wife in the restaurants that we would go to 20-some years ago. You're right, sport coats, shirt and tie, et cetera, were pretty much the norm. But I think now as corporate America has become more casual and our society in general has become more casual, I think restaurants have had to adapt to that. I don't think that's a negative, but I do think it's a mirror image of what society has become, which is a little bit more of a casual society. In the end, in the business that we're in or that I was in, restaurants, very competitive. This market has got a lot of different choices, and I think you have to accept money when money can be made, and being casual is part of that. But, yeah, it's a very interesting dynamic.
Well, and, you know, it seems like nationally restaurant volumes are just up, right? And, again, I don't pay attention to all of those trends probably, you know, like you did, but you know, it's so funny, you know, with the computers, the smartphones and all that, they say they're going to, you know, make us, you know, more productive, which you kind of think translates to, well, then I'll have more free time. But no, instead, you know, it just means we're cramming, as I like to, you know, say sometimes, you know, 10 pounds of, you know what, into a 5-pound sack. It feels like it's 20 pounds, you know, but the sack size hasn't changed. And so, you know, for that reason, you know, grocery store volumes are, you know, Hy-Vee's got the Market Grill now, you know, and they're getting more creative to bring people into the grocery stores because they're buying less food because they're eating out more because, again, it's time, you know, time constraints that people have. And I just, my thought and theory is just the casual thing is kind of part of that. You know, we just don't have as much time to go home, put, you know, dressy clothes on and all that. And, you know, so
yeah, I'm going to bounce back, and then I'm going to ask you a question on the real estate side. I think, you know, clearly we have a generational change here where my mother, as an example, was a stay-at-home mom. And so part of the discussion that we would have is, well, her role in the family at that time in that generation was to prepare dinner for our family. So we had a sit-down dinner. Now that you've seen the change in the workforce and women in the workforce and the important role that they have, cooking dinner at night sometimes is a labor, not a joy. And so takeout food from Hy-Vee, going to a restaurant, having food delivered to you, these are all key components of what drive the economy in Sioux Falls around restaurants, around grocery stores. And I don't see that changing. And I guess I would ask you a question, given the experiences that you have in real estate. What are companies or organizations that are looking at Sioux Falls to grow a business, to start a restaurant? Location, 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 I'm assuming, is number one. What would be some other key factors that people would be looking at in our market for what they want to look at when they contact you for opportunities?
Well, several things, and, you know, one that's fairly recent. We hear about it a lot, and I don't always like to emphasize it, not that I want to put my head in the sand, but workforce, you know. You know, certainly there's some restaurants, and I'm probably going to be a little more candid than I should hear, you know, on some things, but you know, it's tough, you know, staffing restaurants sometimes, and there's places in town that I go to that I have waited 10 minutes at a drive-through window to get waited on, and there's been no cars in front of me, or one or two cars, and then they cycle through, and there's nobody waiting on me. There's no cars ahead, and the, you know, reality is sometimes you, I don't want to say as a consumer we have to lower our standards or expectations, but sometimes you do, you know, because this poor restaurant is just happy to have, you know, their operation fully staffed. And the fact that, ironically, even the guy left his mic on, and there was a stack of cars ahead of us, and I heard him say, "God, you know, this is my fourth day on the job, and I'm scared to death here. You know, we're just slammed." And I'm like, I'm not sure the owners would want me to have, you know, been hearing that. So, you know, kind of back to the real estate thing. Randy, is it urban legend? I mean, you hear these statistics, you know, Sioux Falls has the highest per capita restaurant population. I've delved into several of those statistics, and it's, you know, there's so many studies out there today. You know, everybody can claim they're number one in something because there's some study that would support that. But I've always thought that was just kind of urban legend and not necessarily true, where I think we're in the probably top 10.
I don't know if there's any statistics to back that up, but you can just in general. And a restaurant to me is anybody. So it goes from Culver's to McDonald's to Foley's to Minerva's. It's the entire range. It's if you're eating out, you're in a restaurant, I believe, or if you're doing a drive-through, you've, you know, stopped at a restaurant. But, you know, getting back to your point about labor, I mean, the labor market is tight in Sioux Falls. In our particular company, as an example, a decade ago, we had a no visible tattoo policy in our human resources manual. Well, as culture has changed, as people have changed, we had to actually amend that policy to be more amenable to prospective employees. We still monitor, but that's one example of what small business owners in restaurants in particular go through. So, yeah, it's a very interesting dynamic. In the last minute, Ron, I guess I'd just ask you to point out, what do you see coming down the pipeline? What are some new initiatives you see coming into Sioux Falls, and what excites you the most?
You know, we were working with a concept probably 5-6 months ago that would have been, you know, kind of blow the market away in terms of something that is unique to our market. And that's what I love just about doing the retail side of real estate. And it certainly carries over into restaurants. And it's just the entrepreneurial spirit because, you know, I don't even remember who the historian was. Is Ben Franklin or somebody that, you know, 100 years ago or whatever, said we might as well close the patent office down because everything that could be invented already has. And I feel like that way sometimes in the restaurant business and just retail in general. What else is there? What else could somebody come up with? And then the next thing you know, some guy's got some amazing concept that you're just like, wow, I never would have even dreamed that up. And, you know, Sioux Falls has just reached that point, you know, on the national radar where those guys that, you know, years ago we didn't think they'd ever consider us, and they are now. They're starting to, and, you know, we're never, you know, Cheesecake Factory is an example of one, Dave & Buster's, you know.
I was just at a Dave & Buster's. It's interesting you bring this up because I was at a Dave & Buster's in Minneapolis last week, and my wife said, well, what about this format for Sioux Falls? And I know there are certain population triggers that, you know, franchises look at, and I know we're not quite big enough for Dave & Buster's, but we're getting very, very close. So, Ron, it's always great to have you here. A happy Friday.
Yeah.
Mr. Zortman, we're going to be back with It's Your Business right after some commercials.
At Frontier Bank, what matters to you matters to us. We can serve as an experienced fiduciary, helping you manage your trust, because what matters to you matters to us. We can help you establish an estate plan tailored to your goals, because what matters to you matters to us. We can also help you develop financial plans that are meaningful to you, because what matters to you matters to us. Do you trust your banker? Go to frontierbk.com. What matters to you matters to us.
Everyone has regrets. That time you gave yourself a haircut, maybe that second bean burrito, or not knowing whether your insurance covers this or that until it's too late. But now, with a super check from Farm Bureau, an agent can review your current coverage to find any gaps or discounts that could save you money ahead of time. So don't woulda, coulda, shoulda later. Get a super check and leave those regrets behind. Visit FarmBureauSuperCheck.com today. It's as simple as that.
Meet the Press, Sunday mornings at 11. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. I'm Randy Durheim, sitting in for Mr. Zortman, who's in Branson, Missouri. And we're joined in studio today by Trevor Knettel and Nick Carpin. So, Bill, say hi to our guests.
Gentlemen, you have sent some late notes to us to talk about this morning. You guys are always on top of the game. There seems to be a lot of talk about what's going on in the business.
That's right, Bill. A lot of fun stuff since last month when we were here. Obviously, the release of the new iPhone 7 last Friday was very big for us. You know, the iPhone 7, each time a new iPhone comes out, there's a lot of buzz around it. You know, the new items, the changes they've made, the improved camera, the water-resistant capability, you know, stronger glass on the screen, larger memory size. There's a lot of upgrades to the new iPhone 7, and there's a lot of demand out there, too, as a lot of people may have heard. So we did get a shipment in last Friday. We're hoping to get another one here real soon. I think we're down to our last one in each of our Sioux Falls locations here, but the iPhone 7 is available in Sioux Falls. We just ask that you maybe call ahead for availability or check in and find out when we're going to get our next shipment. But there's a neat deal going on with that iPhone 7 right now, too. If you've got a qualifying device like an iPhone 6 or 6S or Galaxy S7 that you own and it's paid for, you can trade that in towards the iPhone 7 and get an iPhone 7 absolutely free on a lease for 18 months. So there's a neat deal going on with that right now, and it's worth stopping into one of our stores and check out the details on that offer.
One of the things that I keep hearing at airports is that there is a version of the 7 that they're not allowing to be a part of any flight connections. That's certainly not what you guys are talking about.
No, there's the original release, that's a Samsung device, actually. It was a Note 7 that had some technical difficulties with its battery, so if you did get an original release of a Note 7, we now have the replacement Note 7s in stock as well at both of our Sioux Falls Sprint stores. So they've addressed that issue. Obviously, immediately, it was only out for a few days before they pulled them off the shelves and quit selling them. But if you did get one initially, you can trade that in and get a replacement device. But there's no concern about the iPhone 7 at all with any issues like that, no.
Randy, one of the great things with Trevor and Nick is that Trevor talks business, Nick talks the customers that can come in and ask any questions, even if you're as old as I am.
That's right. We got full service, helpful staff on site, both of our Sioux Falls locations. We've got a West Side store, which is located on South Louise Avenue, right across the street from the Home Depot. And we also have an East Side Sprint location on South Sycamore Avenue, about one block north of 26th Street. So you know, we've got some great deals going on right now. If you have a carrier other than Sprint, we're offering a competitor's rate plan for 50% off right now. So, you know, if you feel like you're paying too much for your current wireless plan, you've got a family plan and you're paying $200-$300 a month, it's definitely worth taking a few minutes, maybe this weekend if you're available, to stop into a Sprint location. What we'll do is put a quote together for you in writing. We'll spell everything out, show you what you're using on your current plan if you bring your current statement in. Compare it to what we can offer for you, show you how much money we can save you. Maybe you don't have an unlimited plan with your current provider. Sprint has solutions with unlimited plans available, too. You can get up to 4 lines with unlimited talk, text, and data for only $160 a month. So, you know, that could be a $100 savings if you're paying for that similar plan with 4 lines through a different provider. All you have to do is switch your number over to Sprint. We'll do that for you free of charge. It's a very simple process. And get you set up. So, like I said, if you want to stop in this weekend to either one of our Sprint stores and just take a look around, check out the new phones, get a quote, no pressure, just see if it's something that'll fit your needs.
Tell us a little bit about the businesses in our community and how they can benefit from a relationship from Sprint.
Right. Well, this time of year is a great time to take a look at business plans, you know, where companies kind of want to get towards the end of the year, they want to look at ways of saving money for the next year. And that can be done easily at the Sprint store or by contacting myself, and I'll come out to your office and sit down with you and look at the types of devices you're using, the plan you're currently on, what your current provider is doing for you. And we'll tailor a program, you know, with maybe your needs have changed, kind of take a look at what you would like to do. And we'll put together a proposal and show you the cost, and generally there's a cost savings, and maybe you might even get a few more devices for the same amount of money that you're spending. So it's a good time to do it, and it's extremely easy. A lot of the promotions that Nick talked about are available on the business side, plus the business has some other perks too that we can sit down and talk about.
Trevor, what might be the biggest surprise that business owners have when they discuss their plans with you and you know, what you can provide them from Sprint.
Sure. The biggest thing, I think, is the customer support after the sale. A lot of people always comment on how, you know, nice it is to have somebody come out to their store when somebody breaks a phone. They get a new employee, they need to upgrade or, you know, get tablets, things like that. And instead of taking time out of their day and driving down to the Sprint store, they can call me up. I can bring a couple of devices out there, visit with them about each new device, and it really is a cost savings, time savings. So customers really appreciate that.
Bill?
Well, you guys have two locations for your stores. Mayor Huther always likes us to share those locations. He likes those tax dollars coming in.
That's right. We've got the two Sprint stores here in Sioux Falls. For those of you on the west side, we are located on South Louise Avenue, right across from the Home Depot. And on the east side of Sioux Falls, the Sprint store is located on South Sycamore Avenue, about one block north of 26th Street.
So, the biggest question each of you are getting right now.
Well, I'll start with that one. And one of the one question I always get when dealing with new customers and people that are interested in switching to Sprint, but maybe they're not quite sure if it's something they want to do, we have a great offer right now where they can try us for 30 days, total satisfaction guarantee. So if they switch over to us and they're not satisfied for any reason, they can return their phone, we'll refund any device costs, all those things. So really, it takes the risk out of trying Sprint. So it makes the decision a lot easier, and you know, they can feel good about making the change.
And then, too, people come into the store every day and they want to switch to Sprint, but they feel like they're tied in with their current carrier. And they say, is there any way you can get me out of this deal that I'm stuck in? And my answer is yes. Right now, Sprint is offering to pay up to $650 per line to reimburse you for any changing, you know, switching costs. So, again, if you switch your number over to Sprint and you're paying for your current device, or you've got a contract that you'll have a termination fee, Sprint will reimburse you up to $650 per line, and that'll be up to five lines they'll cover for whatever the fees is that are involved with switching your number over to Sprint.
You convinced, Randy?
Well, I am. First of all, I enjoy this show because you have a history, Bill, of bringing in people, first of all, passionate about their industry and great at what they do, and these two guys are clearly an example of that. As we get now into this season, school's back in session, fall's here, what would be some of the closing thoughts you'd have in terms of things that you can do for consumers and families in general?
Well, right now, it's putting together a solution for a family. Back to school is kind of on the downturn now because, you know, they come in June, July, and August to update their children's phones or get, you know, their second grader or third grader, add them onto their family plan, find a phone that the kid's not going to break immediately, hopefully. But they want to keep the costs as affordable as possible because as your family continues to grow and you add more members onto your family plan, you want to make sure you have the right solution, have the right amount of data, that there's not going to be any overage charges and things like that. So we just give a good peace of mind. And like I said, too, we'll find a solution for anybody's needs. And we'll take the time. We have the patience. We have the staff. You don't have to take a number when you walk into one of our stores. We'll get you taken care of right there on the spot. We know your time is valuable, so we want to make sure we're efficient with that as well.
Trevor, Nick, it's great having you in studio. We really appreciate you being with us today, and we'll be right back on It's Your Business after these commercials.
Last year, more than 950,000 people traveled in and out of the Sioux Falls Regional Airport. Why? Because it's convenient. Check out the numbers. FSB offers 158 weekly flights to 9 direct destinations. Want to see the Space Needle and hike Mount Rainier? FSB offers 70 convenient weekly connections to destinations like Seattle and other West Coast locations. Find, schedule, depart. Are you ready? Sioux Falls Regional Airport.
There are almost 18,000 South Dakota Farmers Union families, people who believe the rural lifestyle is worth protecting, which is why they use E30 ethanol. Because E30 helps protect our environment and our economy. So the next time you're at the pump, think about using E30 and think about the thousands of families that will applaud your decision. South Dakota Farmers Union. Thousands of members that make one big growing family.
At the intersection of information and entertainment, that's where you'll find Kello. News Talk 1320, 107.9, and Kello.com.
You are listening. listening to It's Your Business on KELO AM. I'm Randy Durheim. I'm sitting in studio today. On my left hand is Norm Anderson. He's at the controls, and he's really running the show, Bill. I mean, I have a live microphone, and you're on the phone in Branson, Missouri, and here we are, live radio. It's all good.
That's right. At this point in the show each week, Randy, we've got somebody from Sanford on. As you know, the workforce is very important, and usually it's Diane Patterson. Today it was supposed to be Jill Netton, and what she has shared with me, in case we couldn't reach her because they get a little busy with all the opportunities for employment at Sanford, is they have four job fairs coming up, and you can go to the Sanford online location and check it out. 928, which would be next Wednesday, will be KDLT hosting a job fair. 10-4, which would be early October, there are two, one at Goodwill and the other at Dakota State, and then on 10-6 at Luther College. That is always one of the big things for Sioux Falls, as you know, the workforce and keeping people in jobs, introducing them to careers as well, Randy.
Well, it's a great way to showcase your business, and if you're in the employment search, you know, job fair is the most efficient way that you can go out and meet a lot of different businesses, sell yourself, and, you know, just learn more about the community. And it's an outstanding way to, you know, just try to be employed. And, you know, what more can you say about that? We have a great community. Ron touched on it. You know, we do have a tight labor market, so it's a great way for businesses to showcase, you know, what they have and what they can offer.
And, of course, Sanford has opportunities not only here, but, my goodness, if you start listing where all Sanford's at, I'll bet we'd miss 80% of them, Randy.
They have a large network, and I actually just got some care at Sanford yesterday, and they took great care of me, and I'm ready to go. I'm actually on a golf trip this weekend, Bill, to Brainerd. You may have heard me say that. Weather there is going to be about 62. Partly cloudy, so fall is in the air, and I'm kind of wrapping up my golf season.
Well, we don't want to wrap it up too early. We are hoping it's going to last a little while. We got another hour to come, but I've got to close with the Comfort King if I can really quick, Randy. And, of course, Comfort King gives me a chance to get a good night's sleep. And for me, a good night's sleep means that I have picked my bed. I have picked the fact that my wife and I each have controllers. We have a massager. We've seen the bed made. We go see Chris Larson at the factory. And Chris, we'll show you how it's done. Those people that are not salespeople actually build those beds to your specifications. Lifetime. Why not? How can you beat that? I've had a chance on this trip to stay at some great places around the country, in Lexington and Louisville, last night right here in Branson, Missouri. But even if it's the top of the rock, the top of the walk, or whatever else it might be, it's not a bed I picked out. My Comfort King makes a difference. My idea, don't go by and pick one that might be a Durheim model or an Anderson model or a Zortman model. Pick one that will fit your family. Very, very special. All right, Randy, keep your seatbelt on. One more hour. For now, our time's up. Thank you for yours.